you went through a big program of getting built up and working on your game. How did that come out for you? What was the inspiration behind that?
Well, I know that like after Tony leaves, that we're gonna need another player to step up and I was like I might as well try to be myself. So as we call it, last season.
How do you think it's worked out?
It worked out pretty good so far.
Good. How do you feel about your performance this season? Point average. You're getting a lot of Player of the Week awards. Leading team. How do you feel about it?
I'm really happy so far with my performance, but I feel like I could do better than the team could be doing. I wish the team was doing better, though.
You see any improvements you need to make in your game this year?
Yeah, I see I need to work on my ball handling, and that's pretty much my major thing, probably some three-point shooting.
Right. How do you feel about the team's performance this year? Is it unfortunate, or
I think it's pretty, I mean, I feel we play pretty good with the people we do have.
Right.
And we play good at times, and sometimes we just don't play bad. But, I mean, I see this more as like a rebuilding year, or a year to get the stepping stone for next year.
Right. How do you feel about getting Player of the Week twice and Player of the Month once? How does that feel to you to get that from the Mid-Continent offices?
Well, it is pretty nice and pretty good. I really didn't even know that I had got Player of the Week until, like, well, Coach Hunt told me right before the game, our last game, right when we were in the huddle. I said, oh, yeah, by the way, you got Player of the Week, man. Like, and then I go out there and get in foul trouble with cut out half the first half and some of the second. So.
Yeah. So it wasn't the motivation, it was more the detriment.
Yeah. At that point, it was.
Yeah. So how would you sum up your play up to this point in your college career? Are you satisfied?
No, I'm not satisfied. I mean, I feel like I can, once I get stronger, I'll be able to play a lot better and get my shot down better. Then the main thing I want to do, I just want to win.
Right.
Hopefully next year we'll have a chance to look back to come in. Well, I still think we can make the conference tournament this year. We feel like we're like at least five out of our last 6 games
in right.
the conference tournament.
And a lot of them are at home too.
Yeah,
so.
We got like 4 in a row, so we need all 4 of these.
Right.
And then next year we probably have, which might have a chance to go even further than just the conference tournament.
You guys want everybody back?
We're going to have everybody back.
A lot of guys with experience this year,
yeah.
You know. You got any personal goals this year you want to fulfill besides the tournament?
I just want to, you know, keep playing consistent, and I would like to just win the rest of our games this season.
What has motivated you the most in the college career? Is it that certain person or persons?
Let me see. I'm always, you know, every sport I play, I just strive to try to play, get better at it all the time. And then, you know, seeing Tony, how he succeeded, I mean,
yeah.
In his 4 years and stuff like that, and he went on to better things. I mean, probably every player that plays college ball would like to go on to the next level or something like that. So, I mean, seeing Tony do that, you know, get the school some recognition,
give us
the opportunity too, probably.
What's been your favorite moment on the basketball court at UMKC? Is there one you can pinpoint?
Well, so far, let me see. I say my career high game, even though we lost.
Yeah.
But making ESPN with the dunks I got on.
Yeah.
I think those are my highlights.
Now that was against
Northeast Illinois.
Okay, North, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you regret coming to UMKC? Have any regrets at all?
No, I don't. I mean, because when I came out of high school, I had a lot of, there was only like 2 D1 schools that I could have went to with this one, and there was another one. And then I had like tons of junior colleges. And a couple of D2 schools, but I really wanted to go D1 out of high school, no matter where it went.
Right. how's it been on you physically to play 40-minute games consecutively for like 3 or 4 games? Is it anything that's detrimental, or is it just kind of part of the process?
Well, I mean, I'm in good condition. I never expected to be playing 40-minute games, but I mean, I'm in condition there. I done learned how to pace myself throughout the games,
right?
Just in case I had to play the whole game.
Right.
So, I mean, it became.
Right. How do you feel about your record this year? 500 easily with a couple, you know, 1-point games you've lost.
Or? Oh yeah, I mean, we done had some heartbreakers this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, some close games we should have won. A lot of games we probably should have won.
Yeah.
That just usually comes down to experience, and, you know.
Right. So how do you, what do you anticipate for the team next season? A lot of positive results, going to the tournament, possibly a 64 team field berth.
Oh, hopefully, yeah. I mean, if we make it to the tournament this year, I won't have any doubt that we won't, you know, just, you know, be dominating the conference next year. And since it's automatic being next year, that'll give us something even to strive harder for.
Right. What do you see after graduation? You see going on and playing basketball or pursuing engineering? What do you see?
I hope I would like to continue playing basketball after my final year next year. I mean, I still got about 2 years to graduate because I'm in a 5-year program.
Right.
So I won't be graduating next year. But so, you know, after my last year, I would like to, if I had the opportunity to play basketball, I'd probably take it.
Right.
Most likely.
Yeah. Be a great opportunity.
Yep.
Okay.
How do you feel about the film?
I feel we should have won it. I mean, we had many opportunities and shots. I mean, they just couldn't hit the shots.
What did you think about their aggressive defensive play? Do you think it was many times fouls could have been called or something could have been done?
And down low, I feel like we could have got some more calls. They were calling every time their big men get the ball and lean in to us.
Yeah.
They got a foul called on them, and we didn't even get no foul called. I mean, half the time when we jump, you know, we try to jump in and create the contact, we didn't get no calls like that.
So what did Coach Hunt say to you guys at halftime?
Well, it's like, we need to keep our turnovers down. You know, keep doing what we're doing it and don't come out flat in the second half. You know, that's what we
said. How'd you feel about your performance tonight? Maybe scored 19 tonight, I think.
I played all right. Except for the last part of the game when I missed those 2 shots down low.
Okay. Thanks, Jason.
All right.